Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily VFN Radio Program. Joining me today, I'm John. Joining me today on the program is Pat.
Hello.
And Steve.
Hello.
My goodness. If you missed any of the previous programs, you want to catch them. We're on, four programs back to back. We want to welcome all of our viewing listeners from CTN, Christian Television News Network, as well as all of those that listen all around the world. We're encouraged as we continue to have dialogue and conversation with you, and as we're keeping the conversation light. And we've been talking about and been stirred about being hungry for God. There's a lot of things that you can be hungry for, but nothing will satisfy you, the longing of your heart and what you were created for, but God, Jesus, and Him alone. Mm-hmm. And the good news is that if you're listening today or watching or and you're not hungry, I mean, you've come to the realization that, I just don't have that passion in my life, because you may be saying, hey, that's good for you guys, right? But I'm not there. Well, the good news is that you can be there. And that's why we're sharing, because appetite can be stirred. You can be stirred to be hungry for Him. And we want to give you some good news. God gives you an invitation in Isaiah 55. It was like those invitations that come in the mail. You're invited. You're invited. It makes you kind of feel special, right? Well, God has a special invitation for you in Isaiah 55, and it says, come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Come. Why spend money on what is not bread, and your labor on what does not satisfy? Listen to me and eat what is good, and your soul will delight in the riches of fare. The Word of God says to taste and see that the Lord is good. God's giving you an invitation. If you're thirsty, if you come on and eat at His table. There is fresh bread in the oven, and He wants to delight and eat with you and feed you more of Him. And I think about a couple things, but I think about Psalms 42:1, Pat, Steve, when this verse of scripture is wonderful. I love it, but many people know it, but it says, as the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God? And there comes a time in your life where you realize, and hopefully it's sooner than later, maybe it's right now, that you say, this other stuff's not happening. It's just not working. I've got caught up in the grind of life. I got caught up in the American dream. I've got caught up with going to job, paying bills, running the kids around, all this type of stuff. And I allowed all these things to fill my schedule and my time that I've got to a place where I haven't read my Bible. My goodness, I haven't read my Bible in weeks. And then the enemy shames me and just says, don't even pick it up. And it's hard for me. I'm not soft where I used to be, where just listening to a song of worship in the background would just melt me and flood my heart with beautiful memories of the Lord. My heart right now is so hard, you can bounce stones off of them. Maybe that's you. Maybe that's you today. We have good news. Listen, God will take that heart of stone and make it a heart of flesh. There's nothing like the presence of the Lord. There's nothing like Him that begin to wet the dry areas and to water those areas. Mm. We have a plan for you that you can get. You can go to iabide.org, and it's so important to just begin. Oftentimes people get so overwhelmed by it. They're like, oh my goodness, I know what I am supposed to be doing, but I'm so far away from that. And it seems like such a huge mountain, and they get so overwhelmed that they don't even begin.
Right.
And listen, the journey of 1,000 miles is, you know, starts with the first step. You know what I mean? You just begin. Take expectations off and just begin. And you can begin with a simple plan. And the simple plan talks and shares with you just the Bible, and you get a journal, and you just spend some time. You know, man gets into measurement where they say you got to be this amount of time, you got to read this, you know, this much and all of this. And listen, it's not about that. Mm-mm. It's not about that. It's about finding a little dedicated place in your home. Maybe you have a room that nobody's using, or maybe there's this particular time in the home where it's very quiet. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe you have your favorite chair, or there's a swing in your backyard where you can sit and abide with the Lord.
Yeah.
And you can make room for him. I think about, you know, the widow that made room for the prophet. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Just make room for the Lord in your heart, in your home. Mm-hmm. And you'll begin to see a softening in your heart. Mm-hmm. You know, you begin to a softening in your heart. Oftentimes, you know, when I had just gotten saved and given my life to the Lord, I was always encouraged by what was shared and preached. And after a while, I'm like, well, you know, that's great. I love the what. You know, that's cool. You know, got that. I read that too. But at a certain point, we get encouraged when people sometimes share with us the how. And it's not the same for everybody. You know, everyone spends time with the Lord a little bit different because it's intimate. It's different, right? Mm-hmm. But, you know, there's different ways. Sometimes you can just, you know, I would just love to lay in the office, you know, and put on some worship music and just worship the Lord, sing to him, not about him or, you know, but to sing to him. And it's amazing how his presence just fills the room, the environment. And it's a special moment. It's a special time. And when your heart gets stirred and your faith gets stirred, you get hungry. Mm. You want to know the one in who he's wooing you.
Yeah.
And oftentimes, God, you know, we're not in a place where God wants us to be, not because God doesn't want us there. It's because we're ignoring the wooing. Mm-hmm. We're ignoring the call. God whispers gently. And you got to begin to start scraping the things off of your plate that are clouding your ability to hear. Mm-hmm. You know, Proverbs 27:7 says that he who is full loathes. That word loathe means they're disgusted with honey. If you think about Thanksgiving dinner, you've eaten so much sometimes. Mm-hmm. And someone says, well, we got pie. You're like, ugh.
No, thanks. I'm full.
Yeah. Let's talk after the game. Maybe 3 hours later, we'll be ready for dessert. But right now, I can't eat another thing. Right? Mm-hmm. It happens to happen every year. Even though I say it, I'm going to slow down this year. You know, just the food's so good, right? And so the word says that he who is full loathes. Is disgusted with honey, because honey is desirable, sweet, it's good, right? But he who is hungry, even that which is bitter, doesn't taste good. It's just, even that which is bitter, you'll eat. Mm-hmm. And there are times where your plate has become so full, you got to just get out and start chunking things. Take that off, take this off, take that off. Listen, if you're too busy to be with God, then you're just too busy.
Yeah.
Something's got to go. Something's got to go, because you can't do anything without him.
Mm-mm.
He's the chief thing, the important thing, the A1 in your life before you get, you know, any conversation or anything you do that day, because he's everything.
Mm-hmm.
And you can begin to make room for him, and you can begin to you know, have this relationship, and where now you can begin to start hearing the wooing, that you can hear the still, small voice. You can begin to hear the time that he's just reminding you of verses of scriptures and times and where he blessed you and moved upon you. And I'll tell you, there's nothing like gratitude to stir your heart. You know, there's nothing like taking a few minutes when you meet with God, when you open your word to abide, just to say thank you. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes I've heard people say, you know, I don't know what to pray. I can, you know, only pray a few minutes. Listen, you can pray hours when you start off with a thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you start thanking him for your health and what he's done for your family. And just let the Lord lead you. Mm-hmm. But let me tell you, before you know it, you're so stirred in your faith with gratitude and love. You're like, I love you. I just needed to be reminded again how amazing you are. And if you took one finger off of me, I'd just, not even a finger, pinky, whatever, I'd fall apart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm nothing without you. Hold me together. And we just want to encourage you and remind you that Jesus is still today, still today, the one who is knocking on your heart. Revelation 3:20 says, here I am. These are words in red, exclamation point.
Mm-hmm.
He's making a point. Here I am. I stand at the door of your heart, and knock. And listen to this, Pat. If anyone, God's not a restrictive person. It doesn't matter who you are, what people, what they try to put on you, what label. Listen, if anyone hears my voice and opens the door, you have to do two things. You got to hear, and you got to act upon what you hear. Because a lot of people hear God. They hear the wooing, and they hear the knocking. Mm-hmm. But they're just like, I ain't getting it.
But they don't open the door.
I'm not getting it. You getting it? I'm not getting it. And maybe your perception of God has just been twisted. Listen, you know, for many years I thought, you know, before I knew God, when I didn't know God, I had a perception of God. And my perception of God was not right. I thought that he was up there with the ruler looking just to whack me every time, not knowing the reality that he's a loving father and desires relationship with me, with you, with all of us. And so he stands at the door knocking, and if you hear his voice and you open the door, this is what happens. I will come in and eat with him and he with me. Man, you got to sit down with Jesus. you have a opportunity to dine with the King. And we're talking about being hungry. We're talking about having, you know, God. But listen, before we can have a move of God in the land, we need to have a move of God in our heart.
Amen.
We need to have a move of God that just changes us from the inside out. You can remember the days ago. Listen, you can have that and then some. You can have as much of God as you want. The question is, how much do you want? But you can have more. And you know, during the break, Steve, we were talking about, you know, it's not just enough to know God, but now that you know him and you're spending that time, you got to be raised up.
Yeah. You got to be matured. And, you know, it just made me think about, it's just, you know, we were talking earlier, it's just like, you know, a 17-year-old, an 18-year-old has the physical capability to have a child. But the question is, you know, should they really, I mean, do they have the maturity? Is it really a good idea? Do they have that financial ability? I don't know. But maybe somebody's specific situation, maybe they would. But in the grand text of things, it's just like they need to be matured. They need to understand, to have that wisdom of how to raise up the child, that maturity to say, okay, I'm gonna lay this aside because I need to focus on this child.
Right.
And it's the same thing. It's just like if we want a move of God, if we want just a powerful move of God to be birthed in our lives, and we have to have that maturity to carry it. We have to have that maturity to know that, you know, a parent knows after a few short weeks with a baby, it's not about feeling. I just need to love this child, because even though I don't feel awake right now, this child is hungry.
Right.
And I need to get past my feelings and lay down my life for this child. And it's the same thing. We have to be mature. We've got to grow up in Christ. We've got to be disciples. And if we don't know what that is, it's like get discipled, grow up in Christ so that we can become mature and walk that out with God.
That's so beautiful, because it comes a point in time where young people, they grow up and they say, I'm no longer looking for people just to take care of me. But when you grow up, you start realizing, hey, I need to be able to take care of others. Right. I need to take responsibility for my household as well. This is not just my parents' house, but this, you know, this is my house. This is our lawn. This is our stuff. And they begin to add and contribute. It's the same kind of thing when we're growing in God. At a certain point, we realize, hey, this is not just about the minister up front. This is not just about this person or that person, but I am a member. I am a part of the family of God. I am one of God's sons. I'm one of God's daughters. And you know what? I want to grow up in him. I want Christ to be fully formed in me. And I want to be the move of God in my own heart and in my own life. Listen, there is hope. There is hope for America. There is hope for the world. And it's Jesus Christ. Listen, you can have a passionate relationship with him. I love what John Wesley said. He said, you know what? You don't have to promote a fire. He says, I just light myself on fire and people come to watch me burn. Light yourself on fire for God. Light yourself on fire and the fire will come. We'll be right back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
It hurts to watch your child fall down, but it might hurt more if you don't let that happen. I'm John Fuller, and on today's Focus on the Family Minute, Kay Wima joins us. She's a mom of five, and she believes the best way to teach kids to stand up is by allowing them to fall down.
Training really is not so much doing it for them. It's teaching them and stepping away, because let me tell you, that falling down is huge. You really want them to fall down. There's a new term that's kind of being thrown around called grit. You know, what really makes people successful? And they've done a lot of studies, even at West Point, and it's grit is what they've decided. And those are the kids that don't give up. And every time we're racing in to not let them fall, we're not allowing them to learn what it feels like to get back up on their own 2 feet.
More trusted advice for moms and dads at FocusOnTheFamily.com/parenting.
I wanted to be able to tell you, if you haven't yet heard, that you can go to VFNTV.com and sign up for our newsletter. It's called The Torch. As a matter of fact, you're probably seeing it on your screen right now. You go right to the front page of the VFN Torch, and you click on, you see in the upper right-hand corner? You click on sign up for the newsletter, and there it is. You can sign up. You see the flame burning right there? Fill out your information here, push submit, and boom, every single week you will receive a newsletter with that week's program sliced up. Think about it, sliced up segments that, you know, whatever segments to you. I want to make sure you do that, because we work extra hard to make sure that you can get it ever how you need to be able to get it. And because listen, if only 9% in 2009 had a biblical worldview, in other words, they had a light, L-I-G-H-T, perspective of the world, it's a lot less than that now. Mm-hmm. And with hearing the light of God's, you know, it's not enough to know the news. You need to know what to do with the news, you know, to have that light perspective of what's going on. It's going to help you have a biblical worldview of your decision making, of why you're going to get married, or why you're going to need to stay married, or why you need to have family, or why you need to pay taxes, why you need to function. I mean, we got to move past that. And one thing we can do that is by signing up for The Torch and getting it sent to you every single week. Every single week, and in that it has the offers and things that are going on as well.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. I'm John Ramos, and joining me back from the break is Pat and Steve. And my goodness, wow, that was something. We've just been back to backs talking about the hunger of God and being hungry for the Lord and the move of God in our own life. And we just want to encourage, if you miss any of those programs, you know, be sure to follow up on The Torch and go to VFNTV.com and listen to them and just let God stir you up for more of him. You know, we love Jesus, you know, and our goal is to know him and to make him known. You know, that's it. You know, love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength.
Amen.
And that's good. That's success. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you know, if we can just love them, that's good. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we want to share with you some happenings that's been happening. You know, Charisma News is sharing from Fox 8 News about some folks that have had a near-death experience. In fact, some of these, a couple of these folks that were highlighted, these people actually died, went to heaven. This woman actually spoke with, actually Jesus spoke to her. And you want to hear what they had to say. Really interesting. And they also have a perspective from a medical doctor. You got to listen to this. This is really encouraging. Listen up.
As long as man has been able to think, he has wondered if there is anything beyond this world. And even though advanced science has explained many things that were once mysterious, there are still some things that science has yet to fully explain away.
Tonight, the Buckley Report on whether there is life after death from people who say they've been there.
As part of the Winston-Salem Fire Department's Rescue One Squad, Tony Spagnoletti was used to saving lives.
Lifted up the door and I grabbed the bag out of here.
Then one day, someone needed to save his.
When I bent over for this oxygen, it was, you know, it was intense.
At 47, he was having a heart attack.
It's incredible, you know.
Debbie Kane was only 8 when she was rushed into surgery for a burst appendix.
My heart must have stopped during the surgery.
Both Debbie and Tony were clinically dead, but lived to tell what that's like.
It went to like a beautiful graduated light, like if you looked at a flat horizon on a cloudless day, and I sort of just thought, wow, perfect peace.
I started feeling this love from within, and it was like a warmth. And as the light kind of cleared and I could see through, I saw Jesus standing there. He looked down at me, and without saying a word, I could hear him say to me, "Not now, my child." And the next thing I knew, I was waking up in a recovery room.
When I first heard of these, what has been coined NDEs, I was very skeptical as a scientist.
Hello, Darlene. How are you doing today?
Michael Minotti is a head and neck surgeon.
It looks a little less swollen back there today.
And after hearing a series of stories from patients about near-death experiences, he started researching them.
And I think there's far more evidence that they are real than they're not.
The common explanation is that they are hallucinations. But Dr. Minotti isn't so sure when he hears things like the testimony of people who are blind.
And there's actually cases of people that had an NDE that clinically died and were being resuscitated that left their body and saw for the first time. They explained in detail the resuscitation efforts, which they no way could have known.
Near-death experiences go back at least 2,500 years. Plato writes about a soldier who had one in his famous book, The Republic.
And Gallup research estimates that 12 to 15 million Americans today have had a near-death experience, a number that increases as resuscitation techniques improve. And it appears this is not just some illusion of the faithful. You are just as likely to have a near-death experience and see some godlike figure if you're an atheist.
These experiences are so real, they're life-changing. It's not like having a dream.
Because of that experience, I've never had a doubt in my mind that there is a heaven, there is a God.
Jesus. Even though Debbie was not particularly faithful before she saw the other side.
And I have zero doubt about the Lord Jesus Christ.
Tony believes his experience was directed by God, maybe as a way to remind him that miracles,
at times I get emotional telling this story,
are performed every day here on earth.
You know, I went back to Baptist Hospital and I thanked the staff. I actually hugged the entire cath lab. I love everybody, you know.
At one time, I was very skeptical, and then I came to a point where I believed they could be true, and now I'm convinced they're true.
Amazing.
Maybe this is one of those things.
Amazing, amazing. How beautiful and awesome that is. Listen, the doctor said, hey, listen, there's been blind people who have died. They couldn't see for the first time they saw, and they saw after they died. And they were able to see everything that was going on.
You know?
Isn't that amazing? And I think about, you know, as we're talking about this, I think about two people that we've heard their testimonies. Howard Pittman, who wrote the placebo gospel, who actually died and had a long list to he was going to share with God. And God changed his whole life around and came back. And I mean, and he just changed his whole trajectory. He was going to run for sheriff.
Thought he was.
Yeah. And he wound up coming back and just preaching the gospel. And God showed him some things and really interesting. But we'll make sure those posts are related for you. And I think about just recently when we shared about Bob Jones passing away the first time. And he was in a long line. where only 2% of the people were. And in that line, he was being asked the question by God, I believe. Yeah, it was Jesus asked him the question, did you learn to love? Mm-hmm. Did you learn to love? And you know what? The thing for us, the takeaway here is that, you know, these folks had passed and came back. And, of course, they're going to pass, you know, eventually.
Mm-hmm.
And but, you know, we're going to pass too.
Right.
The question is not, you know, whether you're going to pass away and die, because, you know, everyone does die. The question always is, where will you go when you die? Where
That's
will
right.
you spend eternity? And, you know, it's amazing to me that, you know, that question is a powerful question. I've asked it so many times of folks. You know, they only have two regrets when they pass away, Pat. One, I wish I've done more for my family because I'm getting ready to leave them. And two, I wish I knew God because I'm getting ready to meet him. Listen, you can know God today, and you can make him the Lord and Savior of your life. And if you're not sure, hey, that's a clue. You can be sure. You can know, like the sky's blue and the grass is green, that you've received him into your heart and live for him. Don't be content with just making him Savior, but make him the Lord. You can't. He's both. He's Savior and Lord, the boss of your life, the lover of your soul. He'll change your life forever. For your sewing and sewing machines, contact Sue, the sewing specialist, at All About Sewing, your sewing superstore in Mobile, Alabama. Don't forget to contact her at 251-634-3133. It's All About Sewing with Sue. Visit Copy Products today with 5 locations on the Gulf Coast to better serve you. They can help you with all of your copying and scanning needs. Copy machines, fax machines, scanners, printers, shredders, and so much more. Contact them today at 850-432-1580. On the Gulf Coast, contact Steve Barnhill's Paint and Body Shop with over 25 years of experience. No job is too big and no job is too small. Get in contact with them today. In New Jersey, Yolanda's Cocina Cubana. Excellent Cuban food. Mm-mm, delicioso. Go in and get some for you and for me today. We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
You know, there's something about when you first get saved that the first thing that most people think about is like, there's nobody like me. Mm. And you're very thankful, you're grateful that God has forgiven you, but you're not sharing with anybody because you look at everybody else and you think, well, obviously all these folks are walking on water.
Yeah, right.
I mean, they talk about like these books, they got the books memorized, you know, they got like this book of Malachi and, you know, Matthew and Jonathan, you know, whatever they are. And so, you know, they're just like, oh my goodness. And the greatest thing that we can do for each other is to tell them our story.
That's right.
To let them know, you know, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. People get hope when they find out you needed Jesus too.
That's right.
They get hope when they find out you're a sinner too, saved by grace, that God reached down in the depths of hell and darkness and just great calamity and all your attempts to find yourself. And he introduced his Father through himself to you when you got saved.
Mm-hmm.
Sharing your story. Everybody's got a story.
That's right.
And we share a few of them. We share a few of them with you at meetmyfather.org. Well, listen, the whole purpose of Jesus' ministry was to make the Father known. That's our purpose. And our ministry is to make the Father known to you through his Son, Jesus Christ. Listen, get to know God through his awesome, awesome Son, Jesus Christ. Go to meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet my Father. Meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him. Every single weekend, starting at 9 a.m. Central Time, going all the way to Monday morning at 9 a.m. when the live program starts, every single weekend we have Marathon Weekend. What is that? That's every program that was live throughout that week plays back to back.
Back to back?
back to back, marathon weekend. You got to get it.
Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily VFN Radio Program. I'm John Ramos, and joining me today in the studio is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
Hello. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm excited. I'm excited. I like to stay excited, so I don't have to get excited, but I'm excited. That's something that happens. But tell me, man, don't you have some special things coming up? Exciting things happening in your life?
No.
Well, all right then.
That was kind of like that Duck Dynasty. No. Hey.
Well, no.
Hey. Wow.
It's a lot of thought for now.
That's a lot of thought.
It's a lot of thought.
No protein bars you're making or anything special like that?
No, done that.
You know, if you're making any, you know, I'd love to to have one. I mean, I've been asking.
I have given you one.
I got a piece of one.
A piece of one.
I've been asking.
Gave you one.
I saw that.
Do we have any witnesses of that?
Oh, I witnessed. Sure I was here. I was present when he actually gave a whole one to Greg. I mean, I saw that.
Somebody else.
I was there during that day.
Yeah. I had to catch you because you were about past that.
I know. I've been regretting that ever since.
And how quickly he made sure he did it so that no one else saw. Here you go. As he was walking out the door.
Oh, he was trying to shove it in his pocket. He was trying to do it all sneaky. I'm like, what is he doing over there? What's he passing on? You know.
If you're nice and ask, I might bring you one.
Oh.
I mean, I guess multiple times a race is the first.
Steve, I think you're nice. I think you're very nice.
I try to be. I'm very thankful.
I see that.
I mean,
you've never asked me for one.
Oh. We are in the presence of
you want to cough up my recipe. But
hey. Oh.
You don't have to give up secrets. I mean, he's got like Betty Crocker capabilities over there. He is a closet cooker. He is amazing.
Skills to pay the bills. I mean, Paulinine ain't got nothing on him. I mean, I'm telling you right now that maybe we can make
it. That's how I wind down, man. I relax by whipping something up real quick.
Listen, maybe we may have on the torch, we can make Pat's famous recipes. Maybe we can have a section for you where you can see. Listen, he does it all.
Can you whip up some, you know, multiple servings next time?
Oh.
Please?
Oh.
I'll think about it.
Pretty please.
Well, listen, we have an exciting program for you today. If you've missed any of our previous programs, don't forget, we're four programs back to back. And, of course, you know, subscribe to the newsletter. It's a wonderful way that you can get the highlights of the week's program. It's wonderful. You go to VFNTV.com, and in the right-hand corner, there's a kind of an orange-looking font there for you. It says newsletter sign-up.
Is it orange?
Yeah, it looks orange to me.
It's orange.
Thank you, Steve, for confirming that.
I'm very nice.
Thank you, Steve. Click sign-up, fill in the information, and you can get every single week that week's highlights. It's a great way, and also you can forward them to a friend, family, and help us together keep the conversation light. We want to welcome all of our viewers and those that are listening around the world and those that are on our Facebook. Listen, we are having the time of our lives, really just being with you and talking about the things of the Lord and being a light during these so important times. We're just excited to be doing it with it and honored. But, you know, we have a lot to talk about today. We're going to be talking about what just happened in Texas. The U.S. Appeals Court upholds the new Texas abortion rules. Let me tell you, God is answering on prayer, and Texas is on the forefront, man. There's some really good things that are happening, and we're going to talk about that. We're also going to be sharing about the importance of slowing our roll. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, the Word of God says we have to be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. But, you know, we also need to be slow to judge. You know, we got to be careful. Mm-hmm. Because oftentimes we're entering into a place, into a position that's not ours for us to step into. We want to be careful about that. Because you know what they say? You know what's the same measure what the Bible says? Forget what they say. What the Bible says, that with the same measure you use, it's coming back to you. It's going to be measured back to you. So, you know, might as well drop the measurement now and give it all back. You know, say, hey, that's not my place. You know, also we were talking about in our previous programs about hunger. And Steve, I just thought about what Heidi Baker said, which is really interesting. Heidi Baker is a missionary out in, I believe, Africa and Mozambique. And she says they have an orphanage out there. And she says there's something about an orphanage and kids that are hungry. And she goes, very simple. As we're talking about the hunger, you know, being hungry for God. She says, hungry people get fed. And she says, the reality, she says, that the person that is the most hungry, no matter where they are, and she says there's thousands of kids, they find their way all the way to the front, and they'll wiggle and push and shove and just get all the way to the front, wiggle their wells in there. They're going to get fed. They're going to get fed. So listen, you don't have to wait and say, oh, pour me some porridge over here. If you're hungry, be like blind Bartimaeus. Get on the side of the road and say, Son of David, Jesus, have mercy on me. Get his attention. Get the Lord's attention and say, I'm here. I'm here. And he sees you, and he wants to bless you and pour out his spirit all, you know, upon you.
He's going to feed you.
He's going to feed you. He's going to feed you. Let me tell you, he promised in Matthew 5, those who are hungry, right? Those who thirst for righteousness, they will be filled. So he's willing to do his part. The question is, are we willing to do our part and be hungry? And if you miss any of those programs, be sure to catch them, because there's a way that you can be stirred. You can be stirred in your appetite. You may not want protein bars, but as long as you want more of God, that's all that matters. But, you know, right now, I was abiding, Steve, and in Proverbs 25:8, you know, I love the book of Proverbs. I love the wisdom contained in God's word. Listen, you can do without a lot of things, but you can't do without wisdom. I mean, you can, but just after, you know, several, you know, car wrecks in your life, you know, wreckage, you'll say, I can learn some spiritual wisdom. You know, there's wisdom of the world, and yet there's godly wisdom. And God wants to lead you in wisdom and truth. And Proverbs 25:8 says, what you have seen with your eyes, do not bring hastily to court. For what will you do in the end if your neighbor puts you to shame? I'll read that again. What you have seen with your eyes, do not bring hastily to court. For what will you do in the end if your neighbor puts you to shame? And it's interesting how, you know, things are not always where they appear, you know. In other words, you know, everybody sees something about somebody, you know what I mean? Listen, there's cameras everywhere. You know what I mean? If you haven't noticed, everybody sees something about everybody. So, but there's always these people who think that they actually saw something. You know, I saw that, and I was looking, and did you see? Because I was watching, and I was staring, and I was looking, and you're like, really? You've got time for that? You know what I'm saying? What did you see? You know, I'm just concerned with my own life, but, you know, I don't want to know. But there's always those people that they saw it. They saw it. And remember, not everything that you see, you know, is true. I mean, oftentimes, don't get me wrong, oftentimes, you know, it's true, but not every time, not every time. And, you know, here we're talking about, you know, what you do see, though. You know, the scripture's talking about what you do see. And the wisdom here for us is that we need to slow our roll.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We need to back up a little bit, because the word of God says, don't be hastily. You know, if you're hasty, it means I used to work for a gentleman. He says, haste is waste. Haste is waste. He'd say all the time, haste is waste. So if you get out there and you start messing around and going fast and everything, you just, you know, you make a mess of stuff.
Right.
Slow down. Smell the coffee. Slow down. Because hastily, you can't be the one to be bringing justice. You know, there's always those that say they're the righteous folks. They're running around trying to bring justice to every situation and trying to correct what's wrong. It's like, hey, sit down. We got this. You know what I'm saying? You don't need to point this out or point that out. You know, God's okay. God has that. And, you know, we've talked about on previous programs, and you can find this segment, it's called Spectacular Spectacles for Spec Watching. You know, the word spectacular means large and huge. You know, spectacles, you have, you know, your viewing cam, Pat, your binoculars. Mm-hmm. And you know, you've heard of bird watching, mm-hmm. right? Well, some people do some speck watching. And they're looking for specks. They're looking for areas. I mean, sad to say, where, you know, they can point other people's errors and faults and sin. And listen, God didn't call us to point these things out in people's lives. He didn't call us to do that. You know, in fact, the Word of God says that, hey, why don't be concerned with, you know, the speck in your brother's eye when you have a log, a forest, you know, coming out of your own. You know, our focus should be on the stuff in our own life. Because oftentimes when we're looking for specks and we're looking for those things, it's actually a critical spirit that's in operation, and it's looking to bring down someone. God's never called us to bring people down. We are called to bring people up, to add value to their life, to help them along the way. And sure, people stumble and they fall in many ways, but you know what? Look around. Maybe you do too. And we all need the grace of God. We all need the love of God. I mean, Galatians says, you know, you who are more spiritual, mm-hmm. you know, right? You who are spiritual, you know, restore that brother, mm-hmm. restore that sister. Anybody can point out what's wrong. But I think that as the body of Christ, as brothers and sisters, the Lord wants us to help each other. To not just to point what's wrong, but now let me help you up. Mm-hmm. Let me help you up. And that's what happened, you know, many times in times past. You know, the Good Samaritan, he didn't give him just a handout. He gave him a help up. You know, other people walked by and judged the guy sitting on the side of the road. But the Good Samaritan said, let me take care of you. I'm not just going to give you a handout. I'm not just going to judge you.
Restore him.
I'm going to give you help up. I'm going to take you to an inn. I'm going to hook you up. I'm going to pay for it. I'm going to help you to get back to a place where you can be okay. Because right now you're in a bad place. You're tore up and messed up. And oftentimes people that are going through bad situations in their own life, they already know. I mean, they already know that they're suffering. Oftentimes they already know that they're in sin. They already know that their life is crashing. You know, they don't need anyone to be critical in terms of what's going on in their life. They need love to be able to bring them back. And it's better, you know, that we recognize this on this end, you know, because, hello, if you saw something, because the scripture says, this is what the scripture says, what you have seen with your eyes do not bring hastily to court. If you saw something, it was only because God allowed you to see what happened. So the question is, as a believer, why did God allow you to see that? Why did God allow you to hear that? Why did you happen to be in the room or that place or whatever, you know, in that conversation that was made known to you? You know, what's our response?
Right.
And our response, you know, shouldn't be, well, now that I got some information. No, it should be, wow, maybe you just need to pray for that person. Mm-hmm. Maybe you need to pray and hold them up to the Lord because you got some insight into something that maybe someone else didn't know. God has not called us to judge. He has not called us to judge. He's called us to love the whole world. And I think about what Mother Teresa said. You know, I think about that. This is what she said. This woman in India loved people. I mean, people that were rejected and despised. And this is what she said. If we spend all of our time judging people, Pat, we won't have any time to love them.
Oh, wow.
God has called you to be a lover of God and a lover of people, His greatest and finest creation. We need to love people into the kingdom of God. Be a lover today. We'll be right back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
What's this drummer thing?
Oh, my goodness. Listen.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness. This elderly grandmother walks into
I bet she takes offense to that.
Well, hey, she's a grandma. She's a grandma. I don't know. She's,
are you talking about my wife?
No. Or mine.
She's a grandmother.
Mine is two.
Oh, elderly Teresa.
I didn't say that.
I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
Pat said it.
Well, depends.
It depends. Grandma walks into a drum store. Nobody knows
a what
how,
store?
A drum store?
A drum store.
Oh, drum. Drum.
You're back in the South now.
Kind it's like a drum.
Bring it. Oh, talk right. Plainly. We can understand.
It's, like it's like a drum tournament. It's a tournament.
Okay.
Tournament.
You hear this, Chris?
I hear it. Southern succotash.
Oh, Southern succotash. Okay. Drum. Remind me to tell you about Southern Hospitality. Bluebell ice cream, by the way.
If you,
about
if
the
you
South,
interrupt
okay?
us, we're going to forget what you're talking about. You were talking about your elderly grandmother?
No, I wasn't. No. Okay. I was talking about an elderly grandmother.
Oh, an elderly grandmother.
Now, if you keep interrupting, I'm like, I'll forget what I'm saying.
What are we talking about?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Elderly grandmother walks into a drum
Can't
shop.
Can't you just be a grandmother other than elderly?
Oh, my. We're not going to get to it,
say,
are we?
Why do you got to say elderly?
I am reading the article. It says elderly. Okay, elderly woman. Elderly woman. How's that?
Well, you know, he is a grandfather.
Well, how about
now?
Not,
so you
how about
oh,
not
a,
how
he
about,
is a grandfather?
He's taking.
How about not a grandmother? Okay. Just like just a grandmother. I mean, what's this elder? You just you got rid of the grandmother part and kept the
well,
elderly part.
She looks elderly. She
I have
looks
you know
elderly.
The baby boomers are bigger than any group around, and we'll take you down.
Oh, yeah. We see.
Oh, big. It depends.
Oh, we'll ask Pat about the depends. But
okay. How's things going? Things going
all right, on? Grandpa. Let's go.
Oh! elderly grandpa to you.
I understand. Hey, I know.
That's a little old, right?
So you were talking about your grandmother.
Yes. She walks in.
She did?
Picks up drumsticks.
Look at this group.
And starts.
Picked up so you look down at like,
starts.
What did she pick up? She picked up a scrub. She picked up her drumsticks. Okay, go ahead.
I just lost my thought. I don't know where we are. No.
We are. Where are we, Pat?
I think we're in the studio. But I'm not sure anymore.
Right. Somebody go out and look outside and see where we're at. All right.
Well, you got to see this video. We're going to make it available for you on the torch.
There's a video?
There is a video. She is.
Why didn't you say so? Thought you were talking about an elderly grandmother
or
something.
We're going to have this available for you on the torch. And you got to listen to this. This is her walking in, playing. This is in Wisconsin.
Oh, my goodness.
Tearing it up now. Check it out. Get it started. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. One hand. One hand swirl. Uh-oh. One hand. Oh, other hand. There you go. Hey. Is this not amazing?
Oh, wow. She's got that Eddie Van Halen thing going
on.
Oh,
man.
Adam has met his match.
That's it. All you drummers who think you can drum, you got to watch this.
Look at her walker right there beside the drum.
Oh. Well, I just wanted to give you inspiration for the day. I mean, is that not amazing?
She's good.
Totally.
She is
totally
very
amazing.
Good. Very
Can you imagine?
Good.
We're going to Grandma's house. We're going to jam today.
Yeah, hey, listen, you call her maybe Nana, Mima. I met someone yesterday. They told me that their grandmother's name was Yaya. That's it. How you say in Greece or Greek? Yaya.
Is it?
Yeah. Is it?
That's what they told me.
Okay. Depends.
Oh, depends. Can you tell us?
Depends.
Is there a cricket button somewhere over there?
Well, you know, I don't know what's happened to grandmother. You know, what happened to, you know, grandmother?
This is.
Ya, Nini, Nana, Mama.
I don't
so
know.
It's like
what
we
happened.
Started reverting back to childhood. And the
I don't
stuff.
Know. There's so many different names now.
Yeah, it really is. But her, I guess her name would be.
We don't have a name for her. Nobody knows.
She needs a name.
I don't know.
She needs a name. Depends. The Depends drummer.
Right. Oh, my goodness.
She was tearing it up.
Yeah, she was.
Adam has met his match.
He has met his match.
Adam, I have you know, you need to submit a video of you, see if you can save yourself in this. But she
no
was,
doubt.
She was tearing it up.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. I'm John Ramos, and joining me back from the break is Pat and Steve. We're just talking about, hey, we need to slow down and love. If we're too busy, right?
Too busy. You're just too busy.
Yeah, if too busy for God, we're just too busy.
You're too busy.
But if you're too busy to love, then you're just too busy too. You know, I remember Greg talking about slowing down to the pace of love, and I said, man, that's good. I need that, you know, because I want to answer that question when the Lord asked me, did you learn to love? I want to say, yes, Lord. I'm on a quest, and we're on a journey. In fact, we've talked about that on VFN TV and VFN Radio. And love covers a multitude of sins. And it's better to be on the loving side, let me tell you. It's better to give love and to receive love. But, you know, today is going to be, I believe it's today, but it's going to be released here soon, the movie Noah with Russell Crowe. That's going to be released. And I have heard, I have not seen the movie because it's just, you know, come out, but I've heard from those who have previewed the movie that it is not biblically accurate and some far stretches, you know, exaggerations were taken, you know, at liberty in the creation of this movie.
A lot of creative license.
Yeah, a lot of, I guess is what you call it, but so there are a lot of people that are saying, hey, they're not even going to go see this movie because it's just, it's not the Bible. It's just, you know, what's that word? They co-opted Noah's account story,
right.
And then they've just kind of added some stuff in there.
Yeah.
But with that, the Charisma News is reporting that Ray Comfort, the evangelist Ray Comfort, who put all these teaching tapes called the Way of the Master Evangelism tapes with Kirk Cameron, if you remember those, he has made his own movie. It's called Noah the Movie. And you can go to noahthemovie.com. It's actually released on YouTube, and I actually saw a little bit of it. It's kind of a documentary question and answer, and he's actually teaching about what actually happened.
Wow.
In the Bible. Mm-hmm. And he's interviewing some folks as he does out, you know, out in the streets and getting their opinion on some things. It's pretty interesting. But this is not, he wants to say, this is not the Hollywood version. This is not that. And that, I didn't know this, but Ray Comfort and Russell Crowe, the guy who's playing Noah, they're both from New Zealand. And so Ray Comfort is funny. You got to see him. He's awesome. But he goes into sharing about how he's the importance of this movie and that you got to get it out. You know, I believe it's like hundreds of thousands of folks already have seen it. It was just his movie was just released, and you can see it for free, of course. And he goes on to say that, in noting that their Noah movies are very different. Comfort explains, and I'm quoting Charisma News, that why Hollywood's version may be bigger, but believes that his version is better. He said Hollywood is listed as fantasy, Comfort states, while ours is based on truth. And that's real important, you know, when you're going to go see it, because Hollywood right now, they're trying to crank out a bunch of faith-based movies and movies about the Bible, and a lot of people want to go see them, but since we found out from George Barna and Barna Group that only 19% of the church is actually reading the Bible,
yeah.
How are you going to know what's written on 3% of that 19% are actually really serious about it? How are you going to know if it's the truth or not? Because a great majority of the body of Christ right now is not abiding.
Yeah.
You know, you want to know the truth, and you don't want to quote what you saw. You don't want to take cleft notes with the Bible, okay? You don't want to see the movie and say, yeah, and then those rock people came out. No, that was not in the Bible.
Right.
What DVD were you watching? Yeah. That was not in the Bible. It's not scripture. You want to be able to know what happened, what really occurred, and you want to make sure that everything is founded off of truth, not off of fantasy. He goes on to say that rather than tell the story of Noah and the ark, Ray Comfort's Noah looks at the parallels between Noah's day and ours and gives 10 biblical signs of the last days. really interesting because Luke, you know, 17:26 says, just as it was in the days of Noah, so also will it be in the days of the Son of Man. People were eating, drinking, marrying, and even being given in marriage up to the day Noah entered the ark. Then the flood came and destroyed them all. It was the same in the days of Noah. People were eating, buying and selling, planting, building. But the day Lot left Sodom, fire and sulfur rained down from heaven and destroyed them all. I mean, this is all happening in the days of Lot as well, is what the scripture is saying. And so it will be just like this on the day the Son of Man is revealed. On that day, no one who is on a roof of his house with his goods inside should go down to get them. Likewise, no one in the field should go back for anything. And scripture goes, you say, look at Lot's wife. Listen, we're living in the last days. It's so important to realize that we need to know God. We need to have a relationship with him. And just how things were happening, they were carrying on back then and thinking they can live independently without the Lord. They didn't need God. There was gross wickedness, and God dealt with it. Listen, in the last days, we're going to see the very same thing. So it's important. It's important to know the truth because the truth will set you free. Be sure to check that out today. We're going to make that available and relate it for you. NoahTheMovie.com. You can see it on YouTube. Share it with your friend. The Army Navy Store. Come visit us today. One of our two locations to better serve your needs in Crestview and Fort Walton Beach, where we have tactical gear, guns, ammo, multicam, and so much more. Come see us today. Amazing Automotive, serving all of your automotive needs for over 30 years, where their motto is, if it flies, floats, or rolls, we can work on it, on the corner of Hollywood and Marietta Boulevard. Come, bring your vehicle in today. DME, Digital Media Education. If you have an interest in learning how to create exciting and impactful videos, or how to better understand the technology of recording and producing music, then Digital Media Education is for you. Contact them today. You Scrub a Pup in Mary Esther, right across from the Santa Rosa Mall, where we offer three levels of service for all of your dog washing needs. Shampoos, afterbath doggy colognes, lots of treats and belly rubs, and so much more. Bring your dog in today. We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com. On your mobile applications, you can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.